弟兄姐妹朋友们平安，新年快乐。
May peace be with the brothers and sisters, and Happy New Year one more time to all of you.
如果你记得的话，去年我跟大家分享主日信息的时候，我用了一张投影片。
So do you remember last year, few weeks ago, I used a PowerPoint picture to present my sermon.
我不知道大家还记不记得。
Do you remember what it was?
它也就是在 C.S. Lewis 的小说改编的电影的 Caspian Prince Caspian 的中间有一个银幕，是女主角之一的露西跟那个狮子亚斯兰见面的一个景。
So it really my sermon from a movie adapted from one of C.S. Lewis' book entitled Prince Caspian, and in which we have two characters.By the name of Lucy and Aslan.
这个亚斯兰对露西说了一句话。
You know, Aslan spoke to Lucy.
他说每一年你长大，你将会发现我比以前更大。
And he said, every year you grow, you will find me bigger.
新的一年开始，我不知道你的新年励志是什么。
So this is a new year. I do not really know what is your new year resolution.
但是让我问一下大家。
So let me ask you one more time.
你是否发现神比以前更大呢？
Did you discover that the God we believe is bigger than what it used to be?
还是不肯定。
Or maybe you are not certain.
我们知道先知耶利米曾经感叹地说，我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
So in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His passions never fail. They are filled every morning. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness.
所以我盼望你的立志是在于你能对神的认识跟信心上能够更上一层楼。
So it's my hope.That your knowledge and your faith will increase to a new plateau.
因为圣经清楚地告诉我们说，神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督降世为人，是为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because the Bible clearly declared that He sent His only begotten Son Jesus Christ to come to this earth to die for our sin.
为的是要让拯救我们免于永远的死亡。
In order to rescue us from the eternal death.
这是神的恩典跟怜悯。
So this is God's mercy and His grace.
我们怎能够轻易地忘记呢？
How can we lightly dismiss them?
那么我们该怎么样来增进对神的认识跟信心呢？
And the question is, how are we going to increase our knowledge and our faith in Him?
我想这要从如何真正的经历神来回答。
So I think we can answer this question by actually experience God.
所以今天我们就继续探讨上次我跟大家分享的题目。
So today is a sequel of my last sermon.
也就是你的神够大吗？
So which I give a title called Is Your God Getting Bigger?
我们怎么样真正的来经历他？
So how do we really experience Him?
在上次的主日分享中，我提出了要真正经历神有三个步骤。
So in my last sermon,And I mentioned that in order to fully experience the fullness of God, and there were three steps.
我们第一个就是要跟神相合。
First and foremost is to have peace with God.
第二个就是要体贴圣灵的感动。
And next, we to be aware of the move by the Holy Spirit.
第三是要用一生来追求属灵品格的成熟。
And finally, we have to pursue the maturity of our spiritual characters.
我今天的分享就着重在第三个步骤。
So today's sermon focuses on the third step.
所以让我们来念一下今天的经文，是在你们节目单的背后。
So let's read the theme passage which has been printed at the back of the bulletin according to Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
如果你是念中文的话，你就跟我一起念，然后等一下我就请 TC 弟兄。
So for the Chinese-speaking people, read alongside with our brother Chun Ming. And later on, I will read in English alone.
好，我们一起来。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
我个人很喜欢一首诗歌。
And I particularly one hymn.
叫做一路我蒙救主引领。
So the title of the song is All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
它是 Fanny Crosby 在八十岁高龄的时候所著作。
It was written by Fanny Crosby. She wrote this hymn when she was 80.
他是用来见证他自己一生蒙救主耶稣基督所引领的经历。
And she intend to use this hymn to testify what God has done for her in her life.
其中的第二节歌词是像这个样子。
So the second verse say this.
他说：“一路我蒙救主引领，鼓励我走每步路，供我灵粮，长我生命，帮助我历每次苦。”旅程虽然力不能吃，心灵虽然可难当，看啊，面前就是磐石，喜乐活前可来尝。
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul thirst may be.Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
这个中文歌词很生动地描述了芬妮自己所经历的。
So in these verses, it clearly, and Fanny Crosby share her own spiritual experiences.
芬妮是出生在纽约州的 Brewster 的一个贫困的家庭。
She was born not far away from us in Brewster, New York, to a very poor family.
离我们这边其实是很近的。
So actually, it's only she's our neighbor.
在第二节歌词一开始说，一路我蒙救主引领，鼓励我走每步路。
So let's read again the first stanza. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread.
确实是很能描述芬妮自己的经验。
And it was a vivid description of her life.
因为芬妮自幼不幸。因病失去了视力而无法看见。
And due to her mishap from the earliest year of her life, she lost the sight due to sickness.
所以走每步路对她来讲都是一个挑战。
So to a blind person, every step is a troublesome.
接着芬妮在歌词当中说，在人生的旅途当中，常常让她感到力不能支，心灵可难当。
So in her life experience, always find outVery difficult to go on.
但是他体会到神是他的灵粮供应，是他的喜乐活泉。
But she experienced that God is the living bread and also the ever ceasing spring head.
芬妮的经历见证了神的信实跟同在。
So Fanny Crosby's experience testified the presence of God in her life.
因着知他自己视力的困难，他在幼年时候曾经有这么样的一个祷告。
So because of her sight, during her very youth, she had this the following prayer.
他说：“神啊，像我这样一个瞎子，什么事都不会做。但如果你愿意赐我一点事，我都愿意全心全意的去完成。”
God, I'm blind. I'm good for nothing. But if you assign me to do something, a little thing, I shall put forth an all-out effort to accomplish to the glory of you.
所以神应允了他，他一生为神铸就了将近八千多首的赞美
诗。And God listened to her prayer.And she had the ability to write 8,000 songs of praise.
像有福的确据和跟荣耀归于真神都是她的作品。
Blessed assurance, to God be glory, to name the few.
芬妮从她自己所经历的当中认识到神的伟大，神的确是大过她的瞎眼，大过她所面对的所有的苦难。
So based on her own experience, to discover thatGod is really greater than all the difficulties, including blindness and suffering.
如果让我们再回到中文歌词中的最后一句，
So if you look at the last stanza of the hymn,
他说：“看哪，面前就是磐石，喜乐活泉可来尝。”
Gushing from the rock before me, spring of joy I see.
你们有没有注意到最后的一个字是“尝”？
You know, in English, it said, "The spring of the joy I see."
Yeah, 英文歌词是用 I see, 但是中文歌词的长却是更巧妙更有意思。
But I believe the Chinese translation is more subtle and even better, that is, use the word taste.
因为喜乐活泉不光是看到了或知道了就好，而是要去尝。
Because the spring of joy is not something for us to see, and more importantly, is one thing for us to taste.
因为常表达了一个要接受神的恩典或所需要的一个行动。
Because connote carry the meaning of acceptance and action.
中国人有句话说：“寒天饮冰水，点滴在心头。”
The Chinese proverb said, "During the winter, if you have one drop of warm water or ice water, will really refresh you."
Yeah, 意思是说凡事都需要尝过后才能够知道其中的滋味。
So what it really means is, in order to understand something, you ought to personally taste it.
而且在尝了过后，每个人都可能会有不同的感受。
So after you taste something, there will be some after aroma remain in your mouth.
如果我们回想一下，我们就会发现基督徒的天路历程本来就是一个长的过程。
So, in this sense, all the pilgrimage, all the journey of our spiritual life is really a process of tasting.
这个长的过程就是要用一生去经历神、蒙神引领的意思。
So, this process of tasting is a lifelong lesson.
也就是真正的去经历神的信实、慈爱。与圣洁公义的本质。
So what do we experience? We experience God's love, righteousness, and also His faithfulness.
我们知道诗人大卫在诗篇三十四篇说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。”
And the psalmist King David says in Psalm chapter 34 verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed."Is the man who takes refuge in him.
可见这个长的过程使我们能认识到神的美善，而愿意投靠他的人是有福的。
So it says that this tasting will cause us to have a deeper and profound understanding of God's good and beauty.
我们看到芬妮用她的一生去尝神所赐的喜乐活泉，去经历神在她身上的作为。
And then Crosby really uses real life to experience or to taste and to see the goodness of God.
所以这个长的过程使他能随着年岁的增长而能为主所用。
So this taste, which increased as time was on, and will inspire her to be a useful servant during her lifetime.
他发现神在他心目中确实是比从前更伟大，否则他不会在年纪大的时候还能写出这么样优美的诗歌。
And she really experienced the fact that God in her life is bigger and bigger. Otherwise, you could not even be able to write such a beautiful psalm at his old age.
那么我们要怎样真正的去尝去经历神呢？
And then the question is, how are we going to taste God?
第一步是我们必须要先与神相合。
And the first thing, we ought to be reconciled to God.
保罗在经文的第一节已经告诉我们，我们必须要先与神相合，才可以进入神的家中。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 1 we just read, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
与神的性情有品格有份，而能与神相合，则需借着因信耶稣基督所成就的救恩，才能够被称为义。
So as we enter into the family of God,We are really partake in his character and maturity and to really experience the restoration of the relationship.
然后因神是灵，所以我们与神之间必须借着圣灵和神的话来沟通。
So because of this, then our communication with our God is through the Spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit.
圣灵才能将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And if we are doing so, then God will outpour His love and faithfulness in each one of us.
所以要经历神的第二步，就是我们需要能体贴圣灵的感动与带领。
So in order to experience God, we must come close to the Holy Spirit, obey Him, and witnessing for Him.
最后的第三步，要真正的经历神，就是要用一生来学习更像神。
So today's main focus is on step three, that is to pursue the maturity of the spiritual character.
我们要追求属灵品格的成熟，否则我们若是仅仅的得救，那就失去经历神的机会了。
So if you really merely save by not going into hell and do not pursue the profundity of the spiritual life, and then we are really wasting the opportunity that God has given to us.
因为在上一次的分享中，我已经很详细的分享过第一跟第二步。
So in my last sermon, I already share step one and step two in details.
所以今天我们就进入第三个步骤。
So we are really start today's sermon right now.
也就是用一生来追求属灵品格的成熟。
That is to pursue the maturity of our spiritual character.
所谓属灵品格的成熟，是指圣灵的果子能在我们身上彰显出来的意思。
So when we talk about the maturity, we really talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit that manifests outwardly so the people can see.
而圣灵的果子根据加拉太书第五章的描述，是一个果子，具有九种不同的芬芳。
So according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23,It talks about a fruit, one fruit, but there's nine aspects of presentation.
那就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
也许你会说，我们就是穷其一生，也都无法让这个九种芬芳能够表现在我们的身上。
So you may argue that even I use an all-out effort during my lifetime, it's impossible for me to fully express the meaning of these five aspects of a fruit.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
就是我们愿意全心全意的追求，即使是无法完全得到那九种芬芳，神仍然是会喜悦的。
But the fact of the matter, even we use all our effort to try to perfect this fruit of manifestation, but God can help us.
神看我们的努力，就好像那个父母看到自己那刚学走路的小孩一样。
So our effort of trying to perfect our spiritual life is very much like a parent.Watching a child who is learning how to walk.
当这个小孩很愿意尽全力的走向那张开双手的父母的时候，
So you can see when this child try his or her best to went forward to go forward to her stretching arm parents.
即使是摇摇摆摆的，父母也会很高兴的说：“好棒。”
And even though she was staggering, but the parents would encourage him by saying, "Wow, you are good."
保罗在经文的第二节告诉我们，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典当中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So if you pay attention on today's theme passage, Romans chapter 5, verse 2, through whom Jesus, whom means Jesus, we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand and we rejoice the hope of the glory.
保罗说我们是站在这恩救赎的恩典当中，不是跪着，也不是躺着。
So if you, did you read it carefully? And Paul said, we now stand, not kneel down, nor lie down.
因为我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Because our sin has been forgiven.
我们是以儿子的名分进入神的家中，站在神的施恩宝座前。
And we come to God's big family with the identity of the children of God and stand firm in the foundation of the grace.
所以我们可以是为着能够看到神的荣耀的这个盼望而感到自豪，也就是说我们应该可以是欢欢喜喜的。
So for this reason we can be content and be proud in God to be rejoiced even in the midst of suffering.
只是你有没有发觉，有时候理论虽然是如此，但是好像实际做起来就不是那么简单容易呢？
But in reality this may sound theoretical, but in practice it's not easy task.
尤其是当我们面对生活中的苦难的时候，我们是不是还能欢欢喜喜的呢？
So especially when you experience the suffering and difficulties and calamities of our life, can we rejoice over these things?
这使我联想到罗马书第八章有一句话，我们常常会用来自我安慰或是安慰别人。
This let me hark back to a very familiar verse which is recorded in Romans chapter 8 verse 28,
也就是八章二十八节所说的，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things good God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
有没有很熟悉啊？
So everybody can memorize, right?
这句话我敢说，除非你自己亲身的经历过，否则经文所强调的我们晓得，就只是头脑知识而已，并不是真的晓得。
So it's safe to say that unless you personally experience this suffering, otherwise, the scripture says that all things, and we know that all things, and this word know is merely an intellectual assent.
我自己就曾经陷在那种光景当中。
And I myself have gone through this experience.
在2003年的感恩节前几天
，So in the Thanksgiving Eve of 2003,
我刚刚下班回家
，So I came home after work.
我太太就很着急的告诉我说
，And my wife nervously told me a news, bad news.
她说教会有一位弟兄在家里出了意外，从楼梯上跌了下来。
And there's a brother within our church and had an accident.And he fell down from a stair.
他现在被送到那个时候的 St. Francis 医院的紧急治疗室。
So at that time, this brother was sent to St. Francis Hospital emergency room.
我赶紧的就放下我的东西，转头就冲到医院去。
And then I put down all the things, and immediately I rushed to the hospital.
我到达的时候，这位弟兄已经。昏迷不醒的躺在病床上面。
So upon my arrival, I already discovered this brother was in deep coma.
教会的牧师和这位弟兄的姐妹也陪伴在身旁。
So the wife of the brother and also the pastor was accompanying them in the hospital room.
接下来的一天，虽然经过急救治疗，但是因为脑部受创，这个伤势很严重，所以这位弟兄仍然是昏迷不醒。
So through the extraordinary effort of the doctor and the nurses, and this brother was still in coma the next day.
教会中有许多人陆续的赶来探望。
So many brothers and sisters from the church and came to visit him.
并且安慰这位弟兄的姐妹。
And then we comfort the wife of this brother.
大家为这位弟兄的康复迫切的祷告，盼望神能够开恩拯救。
So let us earnestly pray for this brother, brother, with the hope that God may do some extraordinary thing to restore him to life.
可是到了第二天的下午，病情仍未见好转，医生们也是束手无策。
So the next day afternoon, and this brother did not turn better, and even turned worse.
看着他自己所爱的丈夫躺在病床上，靠着那个呼吸的辅助机在呼吸，这位姐妹就问了一句话。
So the wife of this brother saw her husband breathing by means of the breathing machine, and then she was so hopelessly and asked everyone a question.
她说，我的弟兄是位信主的人，不是有圣灵内住在他里面吗？圣灵在哪里呢？
And my husband is a pious believer of Lord Jesus, and we know that there's a Holy Spirit in his heart. Now, where's the Holy Spirit?
为什么我向他祷告，他都没有回应，没有叫醒我的弟兄呢？
Why I pray for God earnestly, and God did not answer my prayer?
当时我们都不知道该怎么样来回答他。
And of course, we do not know how to reply.
眼看着这位弟兄就要离我们而去。
And then we personally saw this brother departed from this world.
我自己根本就没有办法用这个万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处这句话来安慰他。
And then I really don't have the courage to use Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to comfort my sister.
因为我自己当时心里就有这么个疑问在盘旋。
Because at that moment I also doubtful.
明明是不好的事情发生在爱神的人身上，怎么可以说是会有益处呢？
Now,
为什么神没有叫醒他呢？
How can bad things happen to godly person and God did not care and then restore her to life?
事过那么多年，这位姐妹的问话仍然是留在我的心里面。
So since 2003 many years had gone by andThis sister's question remained in my mind.
我还是没有办法回答她。
And I still not able to answer her.
因为我知道只有神才知道才有答案。
Because the real answer is in our God.
然而我心里有一个感受。
But I have a feeling in my heart.
那就是当我们心中有疑惑的时候，他确实能够夺走我们的平安跟信心。
So no question about that. Sometimes doubt can rob us from our relationship with God.
十几年来，我自己也经历了不少的人生悲欢离合。
In the past decades, I myself also experienced many vicissitudes of life.
虽然我对一切发生的事情并不多知道其中的原因。
Even though what had happened to me, to this day, I still do not understand all the reasons.
但每一次的经历都会让我再思考一下神的心意到底是什么。
But every matter, no matter good or bad, happened to me will cause me to think and to contemplate about the grace of God.
他要学什么样的功课呢？
And then I always ask myself, what kind of lessons that God intend me to learn?
这位弟兄所发生的意外提醒我，生命的短暂以及我们今天所拥有的一切，其实都是神所赐的。
So the mishap happened to this brother is really a reminder that the brevity of life, and also the fact that everything that we own means for nothing.
他让我想起约伯在苦难当中的一个表白。
And then let me remember what Job said in the Bible.
他说我赐生出于母胎也必赐生归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Job chapter 1 verse 21, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. The name of the Lord is to be praised.
我学到了一点，就是无论境况如何，我都需要相信神是有恩典、有怜悯的。
So the real lesson that I learned that no matter what happened to us, we have to insist that God has mercy and grace.
他是配得一切的称颂与赞美的。
And for this reason, He's worthy of our adoration and praise.
神会使万事都互相效力，为的是让我们能从经历当中得到益处。
So you know that God knows that all things that works for the good of those who love Him.So that we can really experience His fullness.
那么神到底要我们从经历当中得到什么样的益处呢？
So the question is, what kind of benefits that God really want us to learn from the suffering that we experienced?
从刚刚所读的经文的五章三到四节，保罗指出，神要我们得到的益处是：患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
So the answer is in Romans chapter 5, the 3 and 4 verses. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope.
患难的益处是让我们有机会加深与神的关系。
So suffering will lead us to have a closer and more intimate relationship with God.
让我们学习耐心地等候神。
So let us learn and to gain perseverance to wait for our God.
信靠他所赐予的力量来忍耐到底。
So by virtue of the power that He gave it to you so that you can weather through the suffering.
这些都是成功所无法教给我们的。
So this is the prosperity theology. So this is a prosperity that cannot cut off. Prosperity, other than suffering, can teach us this profound lesson.
忍耐其实是圣灵果子的九种芬芳的一种。
So perseverance is one of the fragrance.Of the nine aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以当保罗说患难生忍耐，也就是说这是信心的操练，为了操练我们持守我们对神的信心，而能够耐心的等候他的带领。
So when Paul says suffering produces perseverance, and this God really means that we have to learn how to wait for Him because He make no mistake.
忍耐有一个英文翻译很有意思。
So although we said perseverance, but there's another version to express this concept.
那就是长期受苦。
That is long suffering.
所以我们就是将忍耐翻成坚忍，可能会更贴切一点。
So perseverance sometimes in Chinese we translate into fortitude.
因为这样的翻译换成坚忍的话，就会它就好像看起来就像那个，你圣经上有一个叫做沙漠中的杜松一样，在经历患难的时候，仍然会坚忍不拔，屹立不摇。
So long suffering is likened a juniper tree planted in the midst of the desert. So when the strong wind gusting over it, it will not fall.
然后从经历神当中我们得到的第二个益处是保罗说是由忍耐所生的老练。
So the long suffering, as Paul said, will produce character.
这个老练的原文意思是通过试验后被磨练出来的品格。
So what does character mean? Character is really born out of trial which we had overcome.
因为这个几个英文版圣经的翻译对老练都翻成 character 这个字， 所以老令也可以说是属灵品格的成熟。
So character is can be construed as the maturity of our Christian attributes.
所以总过来说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望的意思是，我们从苦难当中能够产生坚忍，而能从坚忍的过程当中能够带出属灵品格的成熟。
So what do we mean is when Paul says suffering produces perseverance, then character, then hope, it really means that it, through these sufferings, it can produce Christian maturity.
最后属灵品格的成熟当然可以带来盼望，因为长久的坚忍跟经历成为我们盼望的根源跟基础。
Of course, the long suffering and all the lessons that we learn will be the foundation of our hope.
然而我们的盼望不会带来羞耻，因为那是个荣耀的盼望，是神的爱透过他的爱子耶稣基督所成就的。
And then the Bible says, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Yeah, 这样的爱就是已经借着圣灵显明在我们的心里面。
So this love will be manifest in our heart through the Holy Spirit.
当然有苦难来经历神的爱和神的伟大是一项很不容易的功课。
So I have to admit that it's not an easy lesson to use suffering to understand God's greatness and faithfulness.
也许让我用一个例子来说明，可能会比较容易理解跟接受。
Maybe let me use an example to illustrate this important point.
我们当中有几十姐妹们，可能有人会很喜欢这个珍珠项链跟耳环。
So our sisters prefer to wear some jewel and a pearl.
这个珍珠项链或耳环看起来是很高雅。
And this either a pendant or earring, and it's very beautiful. No question about that.
特别当它是用天然的珍珠所做成的时候。
But with the thing about where this pearl come from.
所以让我问一下大家，你们知道天然的珍珠是怎么样形成的吗？
So do you know how the natural pearl come into being?
天然的珍珠的形成是开始一个偶然的机会当中，有一粒沙子或者是一个小小的漂流物能够进到一个生蚝的里面。
So it is formed in this matter in an unexpected occurrence, and one piece of sand enter into the shell of an oyster.
就好像沙子进入我们的眼睛一样，生蚝会因此感到很不舒服。
So it's very much like a piece of speck get into our eyes, so we felt very uncomfortable.
但是生蚝并不会像人一样用方法或用眼泪把它排出来。
But what an oyster can do, it cannot just take it out by itself.
所以这个生蚝为了保护自己内部的器官跟那个细嫩的皮肤，它就会对这个外来物从里面分泌出一种矿物质来把它包起来。
So the nature can do this way.And the oyster will secrete some kind of mineral substance to coat the piece of grain of sand in order to make it smooth.
也就这样一层又一层的生蚝把这个外来物包装隔绝。
And as time goes on, a layer upon layers of this mineral substance will cover that piece of sand and make it more livable and smooth.
Yeah, 就直到他感到不再感到不舒服才停止。
So until the oyster do not feel the presence of that piece of grain.
这个过程虽然很缓慢，但结果是一颗美丽的珍珠。
So even though the process of coating a piece of sand is very slow, but the end result is magnificent.
就好像这个在投影片上面那颗珍珠一样。
Is it beautiful?
如果我们回想一下我们人生的旅程，
So then if you look back our personal experience,
你就会发觉这苦难有时候不也像那个生蚝中的那个沙子或漂流物一样吗？
So suffering and calamity. Is it very light, a piece of a grain of sand inside the shell of the oyster?
多少时候我们不想要避开它?
So many times we try to avoid this situation.
因为它刺激、困扰、打击着我们。
Because it irritates us, disturbs us, and attack us.
它给我们痛苦、难过跟担忧。
And bring about pain and worry and consternation.
但是当我们愿意顺服、接受神所允许的苦难。
But the good news is as long as we obey and accept the fact that this is given by God,
神的爱跟恩典就借着他所赐给我们的圣灵浇灌在我们的心里面。
Then the love and mercy from God will give it to us through the Holy Spirit.
这个时候，一颗生命的珍珠就这样产生了。So
this pearl of spiritual life is produced in this way.
我们也因此结出圣灵的果子，我们属神的性格也更趋于成熟了。And
in the process, our maturity will increase, and our character will raise to another new plateau.
所以每一颗生命的珍珠的产生，代表了神的性情跟品格在我们身上更加明显。So
every pearl of life, such produced in this way, will enhance our understanding of God's character and His attributes.
我们会越来越明白神的心意跟他的伟大。So
increasingly, we come to understand God's will and His greatness.
虽然这个过程是痛苦的，是缓慢的，但是却是值得的。And
even though the process is slow and painful,
西洋有句谚语说：“平静的海。” 训练不出好船长。
There's a Western proverb that says, a smooth sea never make a skillful mariner.
也就是同样的意义。
So it bears the same meaning.
当生命中不想要的沙粒越多的时候, 我们就要学习更加的体贴, 圣灵的感动跟带领。
So as the scent of our life calamity increases, we need to learn the guidance and tenderness motivation of the Holy Spirit. As a result, the knowledge of God and faith will increase as time goes on. And as a result, even during the midst of suffering, we can rejoice.
我们会发现, 神在我们心目当中确实是比从前更伟大。
Then we discover God in our life is greater than what it used to be.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
人生的道路并不一定都是一帆风顺的。
So we know the life is not always smooth sailing.
有时候我们可能会飘移不定。
And many times it drifts haphazardly.
我们有时候会遇到困境跟苦难。
And then many times we met with predicament and pain and agony.
在那个时候我们对神的信心可能会受到很大的挑战。
At that moment your faith may be challenged.
我们可能会有这种神还是不够大的这种感觉。
And then we develop a sense that our God is not big enough.
那其实这正是那恶者撒旦的诡计。
And actually, this kind of feeling is really the trickery of Satan.
他要引诱我们灰心丧志，甚至远离神。
And our enemy entices us to be discouraged, to demoralize and lose a sense of purpose.
我们可以做的就是想想现在所面对的难题，然后在每一项难题的旁边，我们写上遇到困难，我有耶稣。
So there's a, let me suggest a practice. Maybe you list out all the difficulties in your life, item by item. And next to each item, you said, I have Jesus to walk alongside me.
这样的话就可以提醒我们神的信实跟眷顾。
Now this practice may remind us that God is faithful and tender.
也让我邀请你再一次思想那个沙律变珍珠的例子。
So I would like to leave in your mind a picture that is the sand become a pearl.
只要你愿意体贴圣灵的感动跟带领，确实相信神的爱借着圣灵必然会浇灌下来，你就可以欢欢喜喜的领受。
So long as you consider the guidance and the motivation of the Holy Spirit, and you have the conviction that God really loves us through the Holy Spirit, and even pour out His love upon us, then the joy will engender in your mind and heart.
神的心意是预先定下，我们去效法他的儿子耶稣基督的模样的。
And God's ultimate purpose is to predestine us to conform to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.
他要我们真的能有他的性情跟品格。
And to partake His nature and temperament.
因为凡是与神相合的人就是他的儿女。
Because anyone who is, who have peace with God will be the children of God.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So dear my brothers and sisters.
不管是顺境或逆境。
Whether your life is smooth sailing or you may encounter sufferings.
我们一生的追求应该是一个与神同行、讨神喜悦的生活态度。
It is our ultimate pursuit is to seek God and then to be conformed to His image.
如此我们才可以真正的经历到他的丰富跟伟大。
And through this process that we can experience His abundance and greatness.
认识到他确实是一位大过一切的神。
And knowing that our God is really bigger than anything.
让我们彼此互相的勉励。
Let us encourage one another in this new year.
好，我就到这边，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
亲爱的主，我们献上我们的感谢。
Dear Lord, we offer our thanksgiving.
因为你借着你自己的使徒保罗能够教训我们。
Because through Apostle Paul, which is your servant, that teach us this morning.
我们有这个确信，知道你爱我们。
And let us have the conviction, knowing that you love us.
不管是什么样的苦难，不管是什么样的困境。
In all circumstances,
你的圣灵在我们心里面会将你的爱浇灌在我们。
And then we also confirm that the Holy Spirit will pour out your love upon your children's heart.
让我们学习怎么样能够更加的成熟。
Let's learn how to be mature in Christ.
在你里面，我们能够学习到你自己的品格，还有
心情。And then in you, we can learn about your nature.And the attribute of God.
愿主爱之家每个弟兄姐妹的新年立志，就是能够更认识你，能够在各样的事情上来经历你的信实跟同在。
May the brothers and sisters within the house of Christ's love can have the resolution to pursue your character.
我们将一切仰望在你手中，这样子祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And thus we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.